Sound that horn in Zion. Greetings, everyone. I am Khalif Zaphnath Pahania El, and you are in the Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship Room. Now, listen to this.
All right.
Everybody in the BBS radio audience and in the Royal Room on tonight. We're excited again tonight to bring you another night, another time of sharing. I see my beloved sister just checked in and she missed the sounding of the shofar. She loves that sound because she understands the vibration. So I'm going to pause just for a moment and play that one more time because my sister checked in and she loves that sound. But I want to thank all of you who have come here tonight, and we're looking for an exciting time tonight. I'm going to blow the show forward just for about 10 or 15 seconds. Listen again. The vibration will help you to raise the vibrations in your temple. Everybody, I'm back. Okay. We want to thank you again for coming in tonight. And we are broadcasting tonight from our Mississippi location here in Greenville, Mississippi, at the Mariah Storgate Family Academy, Leadership Academy, and we have some noise here. So I'm going to have to
mute him. Put it on mute,
I'm going to put the mute on.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And you do have the recording on, sir, right?
Yes, I do. I have it on. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Elijah, for running this ship. We are broadcasting again now back from our Mississippi location here on the beautiful and powerful Rattlesnake Bayou Swiftwater Plantation in Greenville, Mississippi. And we are excited about what we have to say here to you tonight. We have been discussing these energies that are coming in, and I'm going to continue this discussion tonight talking about the energies that are coming into our planet to try to give you some better understanding on what's happening, what we can expect, and how we should prepare ourselves for this energy that is coming in. Now, we've looked at it from a biblical perspective, and we've talked about it from the Bible in terms of how the Bible is a document that must be decoded. And we looked at the fifth chapter of the book of Revelations, or the book of Revelation, I should say, and the fifth verse where it talks about the lion of the tribe of Judah who opens the seven seals. Now, the word seven seals, of course, is a code, and it is found elsewhere in the Bible under different metaphors, under different analogies. One place that is found in the Bible is, of course, with Noah. And he took two animals of every kind on the ark, and he took seven of every clean animal. That number seven corresponds to the seven seals that are in the book of Revelation. The number two corresponds to the helix or to the caduceus or to the DNA strands, two-strand DNA, and it's coded there. So you see that the seven and the two have some correlation. Seven clean animals is a type of the seven seals. Another type of the seven seals that are found in the Bible, of course, are the seven locks of hair on Samson. Seven locks of hair on Samson. Samson was a Nazarene or Nazirite with a Nazirite vow, I should say. And his strength was tied to his hair. And we've heard of the story of Samson and Delilah. Of course, she cut his hair, the seven locks, and he lost his strength. Again, that's a metaphor that points you to the seven seals in the book of Revelation, chapter 5. We've also heard of the, Isaiah, chapter 4, verse 1. Seven women shall take a hold of one man in that day. That's another metaphor of the feminine energies of this seven seals, which are actually seven nerve centers or seven chakras, as they're called in Eastern culture. But actually, they're nerve centers or more like resistors to this energy. And the seven women in Isaiah chapter 4 taking a hold of one man as a code of this feminine energy that goes up, 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 up through the seven seals. Now, the seven seals, again, are the chakras. Another illustration of that, of course, a beautiful illustration of that, and we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight, is the story of the three boys, if we call them, or three Hebrews, that were thrown into a fiery furnace. And the furnace was heated seven times hotter than what it normally is in the book of Daniel. And we're going to talk about that tonight because that corresponds to something in the cosmos, and it also corresponds to something inside of your body. So we're talking about biology, and we're also talking about cosmology. Another beautiful illustration of the seven seals corresponding to your seven nerve centers or chakras with the feminine energy rising is the story of Jesus at the wedding feast at Cana, where he instructs the participants there in the wedding celebration to fill six water pots with water. And the six water pots are filled with water. And, of course, he turns the water into wine. And then the seventh pot, or the seventh filling of the pot, the water is turned to wine. So six water pots and then poured into one is seven. Again, that wine is symbolic of what happens to us once the seven seals are opened. Now, in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, when it talks about the lion of the tribe of Judah loosing the seven seals, breaking this code for you, that is when the sun, S-U-N, moves into the constellation of Leo this July, coming up in a few more, in a day or so. It moves into the constellation of Leo, if it hasn't already done so. It may have done it already. But now, from now until August, around the 21st, 22nd, somewhere in there, the sun will be in Leo. And it will be right in the heart of Leo around the time that we have scheduled some very critical events. Why did we choose that? We chose that based upon the energies at this time that are coming. We're going to try to explain to you tonight where those energies are coming from and what makes these energies at this time different from any other time that we've had. Someone is trying to call me while I'm on broadcast. A lot of your takeover.
Okay, I'll take over, but I'm not sure I can walk in your footsteps talking about the heart of the lion. I can talk about the energies here in Greenville as far as the Mississippi and the soil here. And it's absolutely gorgeous, this whole area. When you drive across the Mississippi River Bridge and you get into Greenville, you can feel a change in the energy here for positive. It's hard to describe. You have to experience it for yourself. But I guess
well, it's also based upon the ley lines. It's also based upon the fact that this is the delta. Now, if you understand the shape, that shape dictates the quantity as well as quality of energy. Because of the shape of the topography and also where the ley lines are, the energies, this is the richest, most fertile soil in the continental USA. Isn't that strange? That the richest, most fertile soil.
Would it be based on magnetic?
Well, it's because of the magnetics, exactly.
Okay.
Which makes this area very, very highly charged in terms of energies. And during this time of the events that we have planned, the 10th through the 21st, these energies are going to be very, very special here. Very special. And I'm going to attempt to explain that to you based upon where we have come from. Now, I have some ministers out there in the audience that are part of this Royal Priesthood Nation that have been under my tutelage for a number of years, 20 years, some 10, some less, some more. But I do have people out there now that have been under my teachings for some time now and under my instruction, and they're learning, they are. And I'm going to take this to another level tonight. You have a different understanding of Moses going up the backside of the mountain. Moses went up the backside of the mountain. He saw a bush that was burning that did not consume. Now, think about that for a moment. A bush that burns but is not burning up, it's not being consumed, is a beautiful picture of the sun. It's a beautiful picture of the sun. And he goes up the backside of the mountain. The book in Revelation, right? I keep saying Revelations. It's Revelation. The book in Revelation, chapter 5, is a book that's written within and sealed on the backside. Moses went up the backside of the mountain to this burning bush. Now, when he gets to this burning bush, he's told by a voice that speaks out of the bush that the ground he's standing on is holy ground. Now, there are certain spots on the planet where energies are more, very much more accelerated than others, these special ley lines. There are four very special mountains on planet Earth. where these are considered very powerful energy centers. The powers that be understand these ley lines. They understand how the science of it. They understand how it works, how it operates. This is the knowledge that they keep from the masses in order to maintain control over the planet and over your consciousness, over your mind, over your thinking. And they know how to do much of what we're discussing tonight. Now, one of the reasons that this area here that we talked about and Moses being on holy ground is because that energy on that ground where Moses was, the type, it tells us a clue that certain places on the planet are very highly charged places where you can be charged. You can charge and you can do some really great inner temple building. When I say inner temple building, I'm talking about your body. I'm talking about your temple. These energies, you have electromagnetisms going through your body. And some places are better for you than others. Some places actually where many people live are harmful. And the people that understand this knowledge, they have deliberately placed some housing complexes and some living communities in places that are very harmful based upon the energies. These are subtle energies. When I say subtle, I mean energies that you don't perceive but yet have a tremendous impact upon you and the electromagnetisms in your body. So Moses goes up this mountain on the backside, which is actually a symbol of your body, your body. Your body has in the back a spinal cord, and it has seven nerve centers, beginning with your root chakra, which is a nerve center. And these are psychological wheels that are turning inside of your body, up your spine. These are actually spinning wheels. They are spinning. They are wheels within wheels that are spinning. At the root chakra, which is in your carpal or at the bottom of your spine, and it is powered by those glands that are there, the carpal gland, which is like a sponge-like gland. And then it moves up into next area, which is your sacrum. And this area is powered by certain glands. Then it moves up into your solar plexus. And this area is powered by certain glands. It moves from your solar plexus, and it moves into your heart. This area is powered by certain glands. Now, you'll notice that your heart has a certain electro hertz, in other words, beats per second. And from your heart, all of these glands are vibrating at a certain hertz, different levels of hertz. Moving from your heart, you go to your throat, and you have your throat chakra that is powered by certain glands or electromagnetism. And from there, you go to your eye, or your eye, your visual, which is the indigo, which is powered by certain glands and a certain electromagnetism, and from there to your crown chakra, which is your pineal gland. Now, that pineal gland is what Moses saw. Moses saw this pineal gland, this bush that was burning that could not be consumed. Now, this bush is vibrating at such a rate that it's actually communicating with Moses. This is an allegory, but this is a story, but it's meant to give us a principle of what happens inside of our bodies. So Moses, now the pineal gland, the bush that's burning, is not being consumed. In other words, in our bodies, the pineal gland begins to vibrate at such a pace that we can make contact with the I Am God, the omniscient, all-knowing, Most High, Creator. And that can only take place at this burning bush, in the body, in the pineal gland, the place of contact, place of communion with the Most High. In your temple, your body is a temple. So in the place of contact with the Most High, or the I Am, is the pineal gland. It's this burning bush. It's inside of you. It's not outside of you. It's not outside of you. It is inside of you. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But Moses is instructed now, after making contact. He wants to know the name of the entity he's made contact with. And so he says, I am. Now, again, you're looking at a code because you are a spark of that I am. You are actually coming in contact with yourself. You're actually coming in contact with yourself because you have always been a part of the I am. The flesh has veiled you from understanding your godness and that you are God. Now, I say that because in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 34, and verse number 35, it says, you are God. You are God. You are a spark of God. You are having a physical experience at the molecular level, the molecule, which is the hexahedron in the Platonic solids. You are having an experience where you have been veiled from understanding for the purpose of going through this experience and becoming and learning the lesson that you need to learn. And hopefully we've gotten that lesson learned this time, and we'll be able to ascend out of this hex that we're in, which is the flesh, and come in contact with ourselves. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time trying to defend my position by talking about what religionists believe, because they've totally been thrown off by the establishment and given a distraction and pointed in the wrong direction deliberately. But understanding that these seven seals, the seven chakras, Samson's seven locks, Noah's seven clean animals, Isaiah's seven women to one man, understanding the six water pots and the seventh water pot, understanding that the furnace that's heated seven times hotter, understanding that this is all describing a process that takes place in your body is critical for you at this time. Because the energies that are coming in, you're going to have to understand this process that I'm talking about. And I want to give it very clearly. Because something is happening in galaxy 4555. Galaxy 4555, 171,000 years ago, there was an explosion in galaxy 4555. And that, by the way, is in the Bible, galaxy 45. It's difficult for me to make you understand that galaxy, but that galaxy is in the constellation of Coma, and Coma means mother and child, the Virgin, and that galaxy is just on the other side of Orion, which is the giant. There was an explosion of a supernova, and these super energies that exploded 171,000 years ago have come across. Now, this nova, when it exploded, now you've got to understand that this is a supernova. This is a star that exploded a system. It's traveled across seven constellations. These are particles. Now, let me talk to you a little bit about physics. I don't want to get too deep into that. But these particles and this explosion, as it creates a wave, comes across seven constellations. Seven constellations, exactly duplicating the nerve centers or chakras in your body, seven, to the pineal gland. And this hourglass nebula, or this eye in the sky, this explosion of this nova, the NASA Hubble Space Telescope has pictures of it. You don't have to take my word for it. You can Google it. You can see it. It looks like an eye in the sky. Well, this is the pineal gland of this, or the eye in the sky, okay? And it perfectly corresponds to the process that's happening in your body. There are seven chakras, and there's the eye. Here, this explosion takes place, looks like an eye. It moves across seven constellations with star particles, with atoms, with protons, with positrons, with electrons. It's moving with particles with terrific speed. And it's moving across these various constellations. So what is happening above you is that as this energy is moving across these constellations, each time it moves across a constellation, the energy is intensified. It is intensified. So when it moves through one constellation, It's intensified, just like the Hebrew boys were thrown in the fiery furnace that was heated seven times. And most of the second one, it's intensified. The energies was intensified. Now, we're talking cosmic here. We're not talking about an earthly furnace. We're talking about something. Think about this energy coming across these constellations, picking up steam. Then it goes into something, and I want you to write this down. I'll come back and get to this, called the Delta Fornix. The Delta Fornax. Excuse me. Delta Fornax. The Delta Fornax. We are in the Delta right now. There's a Delta. There's a Fornix in the middle of your brain. And there's a Delta Fornax in the middle of the sky. And the Fornix or Fornax means furnace. Now, what happens in a furnace? That furnace catches this energy. That energy is generated. And that energy is shot to our solar system, to our particular galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy. It's picking up all of this steam, and it will baptize our planet, and it will baptize everything on our planet, and it will change everything on our planet at the molecular level that can be changed. Now, the Bible says, in a moment of time, in the twinkling of an eye, there's that eye again. We, at the last trump, the trump, that's a musical, that's vibration. That means vibration, and we listened to some beautiful music from Jupiter last week. These musical vibrations are also energies as the planets align themselves in very special alignments, bringing this energy that's coming from this supernova through seven constellations to the Delta Fornax, through to our galaxy, picking up, baptizing our sun, and now our sun is having a reaction. And it is baptizing our Earth with all of these very special energies. And we would be ignorant and foolish to believe that these energies would not have an effect on us. They will have an effect on us. Now, let me take you back to the Bible. Jesus said in Luke 21 and 25, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. I've just explained it to you. And watch what he says. He says, and there will be distress of nations. This energy is actually going to disturb, and we have to be prepared to receive this energy to keep from being distressed. Distress is an emotional condition, an emotional condition. And he says, with perplexity. That perplexity is mental. This energy is going to have an emotional and a mental effect upon people on the planet. And that's the third thing that he says, unfortunately. It says men's hearts will fail them for fear. But now there's some good news. But when you see these things, he said, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Now, of course, this is speaking to us in symbolic terms. We have to be prepared to meet these energies, people. And one of the ways that we can prepare to meet these energies, we formed a conference here on August the 10th through the 21st, three conferences, 10, 11, and 12, and then 14, 15, 16, and then 19, 20, and 21. To help you to prepare to receive these energies. Now, it's a strange thing that Dr. Simon Atkins, who's a cosmologist, a scientist, a physicist, I'm not quite sure of all of his credentials, he's saying the same thing that the Bible is saying from a scientific standpoint, but the Bible is saying the same thing that Dr. Simon Atkins is saying. And it's interesting that his name is Simon, or Shimon in the Hebrew means he who hears God, or one who's supposed to hear the Most High. And that's what the name Simon means. And it's more than a coincidence in my mind that he is saying the very same thing from a scientific standpoint. He's calling this Wave X. It's amazing that he's saying the same thing that the Bible is saying, that there will be a burst. The Bible says that there will be a flash. The brightness of his coming, people think that that is a person coming. It's not a person. The Romans personified or made people out of this process. It's not a person, people, it's a process. there is a process coming. The Bible in 2 Thessalonians says that he will destroy the wicked one, meaning the system that we're in, and destroy all of the evil with the brightness of his coming. Now, Dr. Simon Atkins talks about this wave X that's coming. Dick Cheney, Janet Napolitano, the former Homeland Security Director, Dick Cheney, former Vice President of the United States of America, all agree with Simon Atkins, all who agree with the Bible, that something, some kind of cyber energy is coming that will change everything on this planet. You are fortunate to be in this room tonight. You're very fortunate to know about this. You're very fortunate to know what steps you must take in order to raise the energies at the bottom of your spine. Let me talk just a little bit about that, and I'm almost done. Coiled at the bottom of your spine in an area called the sacrum. I wish Dr. Abbott could talk to you about that. He's on the line. Let me see if I can find him or here right quick. If he doesn't duck out on me when I start calling for him, he sometimes ducks out on me. Let's see if I can find him here. Take him off mute. Let's see here. I don't see him. Maybe he left already. Doc, if you're there, come on in. If you're there, if you hear me calling for you, I can't see you on this board. I'm still searching. I'm still searching for you. Still don't see you. Still don't see you. Still don't. Maybe he ducked out on me. Maybe he'll come back. But nonetheless, coil at the bottom of your spine in an area called the sacrum, which are five bones corresponding to the five lobes. Now watch this carefully. We've all of our lives we heard the story in the Bible about the five loaves and the two fish and Jesus feeding 5,000 men besides women and children. And he made them sit down in companies of 50s. And that's very important. 50 is the number of Jubilee, and I need to talk about that a little bit. But he made them sit down in companies or in bands of 50s. And as he made them sit down, he took five loaves and two fish. Now, the five loaves are the five bones that are at the bottom of your spine. It's called the sacrum. Five bones fused into one. And the two fish are the serpents, that winged serpents that you see all of the time. You see it. You've seen it. If you paid attention, it's ubiquitously over the planet as the medical symbol. Two serpents going around a pole with wings, and at the top, they meet at a one point. Well, that is the serpent. Those are the two fish, the male and female, positive and negative energies. Those are the positive and negative energies that raise themselves, that is coiled at the bottom of your spine. We all have it. These energies that are coming in now are going to stir that serpent, the serpent that we all have, this energy, this coil at the bottom of our spine in these five bones. These energies will stir that energy that's at the bottom of our spine, at the our tail bones. They will be stirred one way or another, because Uranus is the planet that rules Aquarius. And the energies that are coming from Uranus, remember now, this energy that's coming from that explosion that I told you about 171,000 years ago, is baptizing our, coming across the planets, picking up momentum, picking up energy, picking up speed, and then picking up force and velocity, picking up intensity, and it will baptize not only our sun, but also as our sun baptizes our solar systems and our planets. And since we're in Aquarius, it will baptize Aquarius too with all of these energies without getting too technical in it. And these energies will have an effect on the two or the coiled serpent that's at the bottom of everyone's spine. They will. Now, the serpent can rise to bite you and become venomous, as Moses was led the children of Israel out into the wilderness. And they were bitten by fiery serpents, and they were vexed, a plague from the Most High. So these serpents can have, this energy can have a positive or negative effect. And when these serpents, fiery serpents, bit the children of Israel, you can look at it in your Bibles, they were plagued, they were killed. And Moses was instructed to get a brazen serpent, a brass serpent, something brass. Brass is a conductor of electricity. So the image there is that these people are talking science here. Now, of course, religionists are going to try to make you just think that this is religion, but actually a brass serpent is a symbol of electricity, a conductor of electricity, because brass, if you cut open a wire and you take the rubber away, which is the resistor or the breaker for the electricity, you'll see within the cord is brass or copper that conducts the electricity. So Moses raises the brazen serpent. The people are told to look up on it, to look up to the brazen serpent, meaning to lift up the serpent. And there's one way to lift the serpent up. That serpent comes up your spinal cord, this energy, negative and positive, wrapping itself like two serpents coming up through the various nerve centers in your body. And you have to raise it. And the way you raise this serpent so that it does not become a fiery serpent that harms you is in meditation. There's no other way to do it. Can't do it listening to a choir. Can't do it listening to a sermon. Can't do it listening to a motivational speaker. No harm against all of the motivational speakers that are out there. I think they're necessary. But you cannot do this by listening to a motivational speaker. You can't even do it by listening to me. The only way you can raise this serpent is through meditation. And when this serpent is raised through the nerve centers or the seven chakras or the seven seals or Samson's seven locks or the furnace that's seven times hotter or the seven clean animals in Noah's Ark or the seven water pots that turn to wine, well, water turns to wine, which is symbolic. What happens to you when you move from becoming water, human, to wine, divine? If you raise this serpent through meditation, raise this energy in meditation, which means that you take no thought, and you're in the complete dark, the silence, taking no thought, moving into the stillness of your mind to raise this serpent, so that it activates the pineal gland, so that the pineal gland now begins to vibrate and hold harmony with these energies that are coming in. That is the way we survive. Otherwise, the serpent will bite you. It will be a fiery serpent. My heart is saddened because so many people now don't realize what's happening to them. I'm being called upon. People are having heart attacks and strokes. There's been a rise and a surge and things that I'm not comfortable talking about because there are so many people that are so close to me that are being affected by these energies and don't even know that they're being affected by these energies. When all they have to do is to go within. Go within. You've got to stop the rat race. You've got to stop the hustle and bustle, the humdrum, nitty-gritty, dog-eat-dog, rat race. You've got to get to a quiet place, close the door, and meditate to raise these energies. Steal your voices inside of your head about how you're going to pay your bills, no matter what the circumstances are, what your health is, what your health may be. You've got to raise this serpent to the pineal gland so that the pineal gland vibrates. Let me give you a scripture for that. So in a moment of time, in the twinkling of an eye, twinkling means vibration, we'll be changed. If your eye or the pineal gland does not twinkle or vibrate at the right frequencies, when these energies come in, that's when the serpent becomes a fiery serpent and becomes dangerous. It's like taking hold of a cord, an electrical cord, without any resistance into your hand, a high-voltage cord, and you will be shocked. It's like an overload, a surge of energy that will go through circuitry in your house, but this time it won't be a house made out of sheetrock and shingles. We're talking about your body. These energies are coming, people. So you must meditate to raise the serpent. Jesus said in John chapter 3 and verse 14, as Moses lifted up the serpent, what serpent? Brazen serpent, electricity. So must the Son of Man be lifted up. Now, that is what I wanted to say to you tonight. We have a conference plan on the 10th, again, through the 21st, 10, 11, and 12. And then 13, 14, and 15. And then I'm some kind of way, I think I'm getting the dates off here a little bit. But we're going to help you to understand how to get these energies. Now, I don't want to get into September, but September is supposed to be when this wave, this energy is supposed to reach its full potential. And today they found a new planet. You want to talk a little bit about that? Give me a little break. Let me take a little break and a breather here. Talk a little bit about the energies that are coming in, Elijah, September.
Okay, I can do that. NASA is watching this energy wave or cloud, if you will. They've been watching it for a while, and they know that it's coming. That's why a lot of the elites have already left their normal daily routine of intermingling with us lower caste people. And they have went to their safe zones thinking that they will escape these energy waves, but they will not, because every living thing on this planet will be affected. This wave is like, well, it's a mutation energy that these gamma rays will actually cause mutation in not only the animal kingdom, but also in humanity, too. And if you're not vibrating at the frequency of planet Earth and her human resonance, that is, as it increases, what you have is a side effect of health issues such as these massive heart attacks, strokes. You know, dis-ease is basically what it is. And that's why what Dr. Gleef is talking about is so important for us to grasp a hold of now and start, you know, truly going within to seek that perfect union with the Creator. Because if you're out of balance when this wave hits, these energies, it's not going to be pretty for anyone who is way out of balance. You know, massive heart attacks and stuff is one thing. But the elites are fearful that it's going to cause those that stay in the lower energies of the lower chakras to become like what Hollywood has been predisposed with all the zombie movies lately in the last 4 or 5 years.
In other words, kind of like Brain did. Because, you know, and that could be one of the reasons that the government is preparing militarily to contain America. Not because of some attack by ISIS, which could be false flag or some terrorist attack, but very much so because of these energies that are going to come in. And as the Bible says, will literally run people crazy. And so
they're going to call them homegrown terrorists.
we have to prepare ourselves for this, not only to prepare to receive these energies, which I think will cause a tremendous transmutation. I'm not going to talk about some of the things that were left in some of the ancient records and documents about this transformation that we're going to go through, but I'll throw out a hint in terms of some of the reliefs and frescoes that are written in the walls of the temples of Egypt, where people are 30 to 50 feet tall. And the Bible talks about people in those days being giants. Now, as we are moving up this plane in the Milky Way and moving closer to the star Sirius, and they've located a new planet going around the sun that they've not seen before. They're calling it Kepler-452b or something like that. They just talked about that today. You can look that up. They're seeing, you're going to see a lot of strange cosmological things happening in the skies above us. The Bible even talks about it's going to appear that the sun, the stars, are actually falling. And that's what's going to frighten a lot of people. It's going to frighten a lot of people, along with the energies. So the government, in my opinion, is preparing for containment, not based upon the terrorist attack, but the cyber attack, meaning these energies that are coming. Now, let me say this part. In the Bible, the reason I use the Bible is because it's easy for you. Most people have one. It's a good book. In the last book of the Old Testament, in the book of Malachi, it says The day will come when the earth will burn as an oven, and the stubble and the branches will burn. Verse 2 says in Malachi 4, but they that fear his name, the Son, S-U-N, of righteousness, will arise with healing in his wings. The Son will be your friend if you fear his name. Now, fearing his name is not religious. This is, we're not talking about religion here. We're talking about a formula. We're talking about a formula. Fire, air, water, earth. We're going to teach you about fire, air, water, earth. That is the formula. We're going to teach you about that the 10th through the 21st, right here at the Moriah Storygate Family Leadership Facility here in Greenville, Mississippi, this August, right in the heart of Leo. When the Son moves to the heart of Leo in its full capacity, being baptized by all of these particles that have come from Galaxy 4555, which, by the way, is in Ezekiel chapter 1. If you read it, you'll see Galaxy 4551 there in code, in the 4555. You'll see it in Ezekiel chapter 1. And you're going to see that these energies that are coming in now will be friendly to those that understand this formula of fire, air, water, and earth. In other words, the fire, the air, correct breathing, water, which is the perfect conductor, it's the perfect solvent, and earth, which is the molecule. Okay, so now we all of those four levels we're going to teach you and talk to you about here so that you can be prepared. But you must register for this event. You must go to stage two. Stage two, that's, go ahead and give that for me, please.
It's stage2omega.com. Click on the banner up there that says Heart of the Lion activation, and it'll take you to a link that you can sign up and register to come to any one of the 10th to the 12th of August, then the 14th through the 16th, and 19th through the 21st.
All right. Now, there you have it. Stage2omega.com. I'll say that again. Stage2omega.com. Go there and register now to learn, because September, people, is coming. I don't know. We can't say. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you that this is definite or indefinite. But I can tell you that the government is preparing for something. And I also can tell you that the Pope is going to be here during this particular time in September when these things are supposed to happen. And he's going to be here on specific days. Now, what I do know about the establishment and the Catholic Church and the government is that they pay attention to this cosmology and this science. They run. They have one of the most elaborate telescopes and physicist departments. Physics department and science departments on the planet.
Absolutely.
They pay attention to this, what we call occult knowledge, secret knowledge. When I say occult, I'm not talking about the devil. When I say occult knowledge, I mean simply the knowledge that's been hidden from us in plain sight, from the common people that the elites work and operate their lives on. And one of the most difficult things to do is to get people to understand, because they put up all kind of propaganda roadblocks and barricades psychologically to keep you from looking into these kinds of knowledge, because this is the very thing that they use to stay in control of the planet. If you ever understand the information that they're using, you have leveled the playing field. The thing that separates them from you is not their money, not their cars, not their houses. It's knowledge and information. Our people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And so, having said that, again, stage2omega.com. Register now.
That's the number two. Dr. Khalif, yes. We might want to stress to them that's the number two.
That's
stage
right.
two.
Stage, S-T-A-G-E, the number two, omega.com. Those of you in radio, right. PBS radio land, we're going to sign off here in just a few moments, but we wanted you to know That is the information for our Heart of the Lion, meaning when the sun moves into Leo this summer. Very, very special time. Now, I didn't want to go too deep tonight. I just kind of wanted to stay, you know, I will be dealing with subtle energies and these energies that are affecting us in the conference, but without, beyond our perception. I will be dealing with these vibrations and these energies beyond our perception, so that when you leave this conference, you'll understand cosmic law and the temple, and that, as the Lodger has said, you must maintain frequency balance inside of your temple with your energies, your vibrations, with these rising energies. I see good Bishop from Shreveport is back, so I'm going to hit him up right here. He left us. Talk to me, sir. How much did you hear? How much did you did not hear? Good Bishop from Shreveport.
Oh, yeah.
It's your time. It's your time, and it's your time.
Yes, sir. Yeah, good to hear you guys tonight. And I see you're motivating. I'm broadcasting the conference, and you're talking about these cosmic energies that are sure to come and that are basically already here. And I, along with Khalif and Elijah, we'll ask you guys to come to the meeting, because there's nothing like hands-on teaching and things you get to see with your own eyes, and energies that you get to feel from the ley lines of Mississippi. And you might even get a chance to see some of the slaves walking at night. I don't know. Just come on down and join them.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, listen, don't you think it's amazing that Jesus said these energies were going to come? He said there were going to be signs in the moon, the stars, the sun, the moon, and the stars that would have an effect on the planet. Isn't that amazing to you? That we read this all of these years in our body, and now they've really stopped long enough to think about that. These very objects that he mentioned control climate, control weather patterns, it controls mood, it controls energies, in not only on the earth, but in us. We've not stopped to take a look at it. So Jesus says it. Dr. Simon Atkins says it. Your government, Dick Cheney, says it. Janet Napolitano, she's saying it. And many, many others out there are saying the same thing. And yet this Bible is saying the same thing. The Aztecs, they said it. The Egyptians, they said it. The Hopi Indians, they've said it. The Aztecs, they've said it. They left prophecies that this time would come. The Egyptians called it the Golden Age, the return of the gods. And I'm looking forward to it. Actually, the Bible does not conflict with what the Egyptians said about the return of the gods, because even the Bible says we will reign with him for 1,000 years. So what am I if I can live 4,000 years? Must be a god. So I find no conflict with what the Bible says and what the Egyptians said and what some of the other scientists and physicists are saying. So I'm going to open it up to Q&A for a moment. I think we have a couple of minutes. No, we don't. We are out of time. I've talked a lot. But
Q&A session started.
Come in right quick, anybody that wants to come in, by pressing star 6.
Are you going to go over to the other side?
I'm going to go over to the other side in about 2 minutes. I'm looking at my clock.
Well, give them the numbers so they can join us on the other side, please, sir.
All right. I have a queue. And they open if you want to come in, say hello, press star 6. If not, we'll see you on the other side. Don't you touch that dial. Don't go anywhere. We're going over to the other side. If you're in BBS radio audience and you would like to continue this discussion, you can do so by dialing on your phones, 712-775-7625. 7085. The access code is 568-788. Again, that number is 712-775-7085. Access code is 568-788. I had a brother out there somewhere that was going to talk a little bit about Smita. He went out. I spoke to him, Tommy. Tommy said he went out and bought the book about Smita Bishop. And he said he put that book down. All right. We're just about out of time. It's 7:55. We got about 5 minutes. The hour, so we're going to be going off PBS Radio. Still have a few moments. If you want to come in to the queue and have comments or ask a question, you can do so by pressing star 6. Star 6.
Can you play that music? Take us on out from PBS.
Well, we have about 4 minutes. I want to burn at least one more minute.
They leave us at 5 till, sir.
Oh, okay. I thought they said...
Mm-mm.
Well, anyway, here we go with that music.
Thank you.